bedroom, bathroom, and dining room.
I'm just wondering what you're going to call that other room.
What other room?
My room in there.
Oh, well, I could mention that, a den.
We had a den.
No, library. Call it a library.
Well, now listen, it's more of a den than a library, I'd say. It is full of library books and all that. Got so many we had to put them in the hallway.
Oh, my. It's like my study, you know. Now, if you had two stories, there'd be some houses have a place up above the top story where they store things. Up
well, there. Attic. That's usually what they call it. If it's just that, for that purpose, we got one. It's pretty well stored, yeah. Too.
You have a fireplace? I guess you
no, we don't have a fireplace.
People who do have a fireplace, you probably know the terms anyway. There's a tile place in front of it.
Usually, yes. They call it for safety more than anything else.
And they call it something, though. Do you know what we call it?
I don't know. What I wouldn't know. Just
Heart.
Well, it could be that. I never heard it called that.
The there's some metal pieces inside the fireplace that they lay the logs across. They call those
andirons.
And above the fireplace, there's a place you put the clock and pictures.
Well, the, listen, there's a name for that, too.
Mantle,
yeah. I couldn't think of it.
Do you ever have a word for the main log in a fireplace, the one that's, you know, the main...
Back log?
Mm-hmm. And the little stuff you start the fire with, little pieces of wood.
Kindling.
And inside the chimney, there's some black stuff. It gets
soot.
And then every so often, you've got to carry out the...
ashes.
I'm sitting in a...
Chair. Armchair, you might have called it.
Chair. Uh-huh. And a name, a general term for things like chairs and tables and radios and that piece and other pieces.
Furniture.
Right. What was that again, please?
Furniture.
And this is what?
Davenport. What they call them nowadays.
And what they used to call them?
Well, mostly they were a little different type of furniture. They called them a cot or what else was it?
Sofa.
Huh?
Sofa.
Sofa, yes.
Sofa have different kind of arms on it?
Well, it's so long ago, I just don't remember what they did have on it. It's a good many years. They had most of those had a larger, rounded up place for like a pillow, mm-hmm. One end.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a different, ever remember when you were a child maybe, or a long time ago, a different name for the bedroom? Did you ever call it anything else?
Well, let's see now.
That's our house. Nursery.
Well, they could. They do.
Well, I was thinking of chamber. Did they ever call
it? Yeah, that's right, chamber.
That would be an older term. You don't use that anymore.
Yeah, no, I remember when I heard it called that, but we never did in my family.
In the kitchen, you wanted to keep the light out from the windows. You pull down the...
blind. Or curtain.
You'd use either one, probably?
Yes. Well, curtain would be more commonly used for that kind of a curtain.
It's
like
on a roller, I mean.
Pull down, yeah, that's usually
on that roller.
The proper name for that is curtain.
You wouldn't call it a shade.
Well, it could be. They do. They use them for a shade to keep the sun out and things like that.
You wouldn't probably say to your wife, though, would you please pull down the shade? You'd probably say curtain.
Well, that expression has been used, yeah, a lot of times.
Okay, and the place where you would, these would be what, though? These
well, Venetian blinds is the proper name for those.
Call them blinds.
Yes.
Venetian blinds. The place where you'd hang up your suit coat and your shirts, maybe, and your trousers.
Closet.
That's the kind that's built in, like, I guess that must be a closet. Yeah,
well, that is. That's a closet there in the corner.
Uh-huh. In the bedroom, would you call it the same thing as that kind of a closet?
Well, I think they do call them closets in the bedroom because they all speak of their nice closets with the big folding doors. You know,
you wouldn't put clothes in front of it. Right? You probably
clothes closet.